going to experience today? When I wake up tomorrow morning, what's this new day going to bring me in terms of my becoming more like Jesus? It's quite a concept, isn't it? Yeah, quite a concept. In the reading that we had, that Graham read, Paul encourages the Philippians to even greater discipleship. But in encouraging them, he has greater discipleship. There's an encouraging tone about it. Encouraging tone. It's not all about what you do. It's about how you receive Jesus' love and how you respond to it. And we must remember that in any process of change. It's not in our own piety that we are changed. It's not how often we come to church. It's not how often we say Hail Marys or wherever our denomination is. It's not our own piety which makes us more like Christ. There's nothing wrong with those things, but it's a real desire to be like Christ, an open heart and open hands, which brings us to an understanding of what God in Jesus wants us to be. One of the things that Graham read, that Paul was saying, one of the real developments of Christians is to be in unity. It's to be in unity. Be one with each other. And it was lovely yesterday that I spoke to leaders of different churches here. None of them were some of them were in the Baptist denomination, but the ones I spoke to in the main and had longer conversations were Anglicans, and we just had lovely conversations because we were one with each other. We didn't see the differences, and as I said to Martin many times, whatever the denominations are, we have much, much more in common than where we might differ. And we need to major on those things that we have in common. The reading talked about loving one another. Some people are more easier to love than others. Isn't that right? That's just human nature. But love is more than liking somebody, isn't it? Love is more than liking somebody. I'm just thinking in my head, I've got pictures going through my head of people who think, oh no. But I'm not called to like them, I'm called to love them. And if you know Christ, you're called to love them. I came across a lovely quote just quite recently from a Puerto Rican priest. And he was talking, I assume he was talking, because I only saw the quote, I assume he had been talking about love. And he says, to love somebody is not complicated. And this is what he said. It's not complicated. There's only two things to remember in love. Love the Lord your God and love the person who's standing in front of you at any moment. I love people who can come up with phrases like that, who can cut through all the theological stuff and just bring it down to real everyday living. I love that. Love the Lord your God and love the person who's standing in front of you at any one time. That's a symbol of God changing us. It's easy to love the person that we like. I just love them anyway. It's great reward in that. I think some of you, or maybe all of you, have heard of Rick Warren, the American pastor and evangelist. And he has a number of things to say about Christian unity. Right? We need to be changed. We need to be a people who are unified. Let me just read a quote from his book called "The Purpose-Driven Life." He says, "Unity is the soul of fellowship. Destroy it and you rip the heart out of Christ's body. It is the essence, the core of how God intends for us to experience life together in his church. Our supreme model for unity is the Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. They are completely unified as one. God himself is the highest example of sacrificial love. Humble, other-centeredness, and perfect harmony." We need to overcome those things. And then just as we just maybe conclude for today on this, I'll start with a question. Is it possible for human beings to live in unity, to love one another, to be changed? Is it possible? And if it is possible, why is it possible? Come on, don't be shy. Because Jesus is with us. Yes, it's possible, first of all. It is possible. Because Jesus can change us from what we are to what he wants us to be. And all, not what he wants us to be, always planned for us to be. That's just important, isn't it? From the day you were thought about in heaven, God had a plan. And that was a perfect plan. So yes, it is possible for human beings to be in unity, in love, to be changed. And it's possible because Jesus has been exalted to the highest place in creation. He has the power to help us all to live this Christian life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And that's, I think we'll just pray at that, this point. Lord, with you all things are possible. Help us not to limit ourselves because of our own human limits, what we think of ourselves, what others tell us we can be and can't be. Lord, help us to just lift ourselves to you and say, "Here I am, change me." Lord, give us a stunning vision for our lives. We have the hope of glory because of you. Because you're within us, we do have that hope of glory. Father, you wonderfully created. You created us. And yet more wonderfully, you restored the dignity of human nature. Grant that we may share the divine life of him who humbled himself to share our humanity, your Son, Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray. We thank you, Lord. You've redeemed us, and we give ourselves to you this morning. We have no other way to go. And we thank you for that. Amen. We're going to come to the Lord's table, where the family gather together with our Lord Jesus presiding.